Moving from Peru to New York City and New York City to Columbus created unique experiences for Bertrand.
Being that I was 9, it was kind of like a blur. So, like, you know, all you really know is like elementary school, and then I had a couple friends that were like really my core group of friends. And then I just ended up moving to New York City, which it was really bizarre because now my family was somewhere else. You know, I was in a new place. I didn't speak English at all. So that was a big transition. I was like, I don't know what's going on. The weather was another big factor. So, I always remember this one time I went outside because it was sunny, wearing jeans and a shirt, and it was like 20 degrees. Because that doesn't happen in South America. Like, if it's cold, it's like cloudy and nasty and rainy, but not in New York. So that was a big, big shock. And then moving to Columbus is kind of my first adult transition. So I went for college. I lived in my parents' house, and I went to school maybe 30 minutes away from my house, whereas here I was on my own completely for the first time. So that was also a big change.
That is huge. What did your parents think, too?
Well, they were really, really sad to see me go and, you know, grow up on my own. They were just, like, heartbroken because we're, like, very tight Latino family. So they always, like, make sure to call me. And my mom cried for the first 3 months, I think. But they're really happy to see me grow and to, like, find my own way here.
But did you find, like, a need to, like, find other, like, Latinos when you came to Columbus?
Well, it's really funny because when I got hired, about 150 other people got hired at the same time, which is a big hiring season for Honda. Usually, they never hired that many people. So I started with a group of 150 people that were all brand new, and most of us weren't from Columbus either. So I got to meet a lot of Latinos that were hired with me, and we just started our own friend group. And I don't know why, but I mean, most people were Latinos. So we're like people from Miami, people from New York. Somehow we just like found each other. And then a year or two down the road, we started Honda's first Latino group. So it's a business resource group called Latino Dreams in Action. So we try to have the voice of the Latino community in our company and represent that every day.
I noticed one of the events you guys held with the...
The Ohio Hispanic Coalition.
Yes.
Yeah, so I planned everything because I'm the community chair in the group. But I'm not in any of the pictures because I'm like behind the scenes running everything. But that was really close to our heart, like for all of us. Just kind of giving back and maybe a more underrepresented community. And engineering is not something a lot of people know about. So we wanted to make sure we get that out there to the kids early on. That was like really important to us.
Absolutely. And they were building, what were they building with the marshmallows and...
Yeah, so we gave them, like, different engineering challenges, kind of to get them more to a mindset of what an engineer does. So we build things, and we come across problems, and we have to fix them. So that's basically the bottom line of our job. Kids, you know, you tell them about engineering, and they might still not understand what we're saying. But when they're actually out there trying to compete against each other and build, like, I think we did a marshmallow bridge, I think it was. So when they were really in there, like, getting dirty, they were really having fun. And they were like, you know, like, oh, engineering is really cool. And we're like, yay, we did our job.
Like, you're kind of showing them, like, what you're saying. It's, like, the most relatable things. Like,
yeah.
You know, building things you use every day.
Yeah, exactly. And then kind of getting them into mindset that everybody does a little engineering in their life. Like, you know, it seems like a faraway concept. But really, if you solve any small problem, that's engineering.